Hello, welcome to Smoshmouth. I'm Shane, and I am joined today by Keith and Noah.
Yeah.
What up? What up? What up?
What's welcome. Good?
Keith, you are just fully green.
Yeah, look, I'm thinking about money. My hands are itching right now, too, as we speak. So.
Is that a sign of wealth?
I think so. That's what I heard. You never heard if your hand itches, the money's on the way.
Never heard that.
I've always been told it's poison oak.
Really?
It wasn't money. I think it was poison oak you
see,
were touching.
Black
which is also green.
Black it people is? Don't. We don't go to the woods like that, so I don't have poison oak or poison ivy. This is definitely money on the horizon.
Wow.
Shout out to God.
God's in your hand.
Even your bracelet's green. You went hard.
I'm telling you, it's hella money coming my way.
Is that a plan you do in the morning, or do you do it like the day before? You're like, tomorrow it's
green
day.
No, it depends on if there's like a specific event. Like if we're doing if we have an appearance or something, I'll be like, okay, I want to wear this for it.
Okay.
But like in the mornings that I wake up, I don't know how I'm going to dress. I don't know how I feel. Sometimes I want to be baggy. Today's a baggy day, you know? Mm-hmm. And other times I want to be like tight and European, you know what I'm saying?
Would you say that you ever feel like a plastic baggy?
Mm-hmm.
Drifting
through the wind?
This reminds me of something. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know who my favorite pop artist is?
Well, it is a woman's world.
That's right.
So you guys, I've told you a little bit about what we're doing today.
It's very little.
Third installment of browsing weird subreddits. So I have compiled a bunch of weird subreddits that I have found. There's tons. We're going to go through them, show some of my favorite posts that I've found. We'll just talk about them. Talk about other bullshit. We can talk about whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. The idea.
Hell yeah.
Anyways.
Do you have like a burner Reddit account that gets recommended? Just the strangest subreddits?
No, that's a good idea though. I'm fully just like a lurker and I have been. I've never like liked a post or even joined a subreddit. I just scroll about. But I feel like, Noah, I feel like it was years ago that you were the one who introduced me to Reddit. Like 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
You were like, oh yeah, I'm looking through Reddit. And I was like, what is that? And then
eventually
I started.
Yeah, my brother showed it to me. And I think it's just like once you're shown Reddit, you're like, oh, this is, I think I'm going to be here forever. I think that's how it kind of works.
Wow, I think I'm doomed.
Yeah. Way, way back in the day when there was a lot of like cringe sayings, like you used to say, when does the narwhal bacon? That used to be a huge Reddit joke. Yeah. You want to know the answer?
No.
At midnight. If you didn't know the answer at midnight for like 10 solid years, that's how people would find out if you were a Redditor. You would say in a conversation, do you know when the narwhal bacons? Not even kidding.
Wow.
See, I feel like nobody who's a Redditor wants anyone to know that they're a Redditor.
Yeah, especially when that was the culture. When it was less normal stuff and more like that, it was a little harder to be open about.
Are you still on Reddit?
I'll go around here and there. Yeah, I'm similar to you. I lurk for a little bit. I had an account for certain things back when I liked esports a lot. I liked posted in an esports subreddit once.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there is a subreddit for absolutely anything. Like anything you're into, any musician, they have a whole subreddit. Any show,
hold on, they have a Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
You would be the moderator.
Really?
You'd have your own
Can
little
we
logo.
Set that up somehow? I don't know how to go about it.
I've never looked if there's a Michael Jackson subreddit. I'll have to look. There probably is multiple.
Yeah.
We should set up for a year, like how, you know, everyone thought that, was it Arasha got booked in a Marvel movie? But
set
up for a year, a burner account for Keith to try to get ingrained in the Michael Jackson subreddit.
Okay.
Yes, let's go.
That's where I'm
All right, we can start that, that journey.
I'm down. I don't even know what's about to happen, but like, I'm with it.
All right, let's just hop into it.
Yeah, what do you have for us today?
Okay.
What do you have for I love your
like
your radio. It's kind of like a radio voice right now. You have a really great voice.
Thanks.
You should think about like doing radio.
You should
radio
do radio, man.
I should do more radio.
I think they're looking for more radio hosts nowadays.
I think so.
I think that's a booming industry.
Going great.
So
yeah, they say I got the legs for radio.
What you do. I would agree.
Okay, so this first subreddit, there's a subreddit called R Bald. And it's just where bald people post photos of themselves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's really great. A lot of the posts, though, are dudes who are balding, like they're in the process of it. They're maybe trying to hold on. And then they shave their heads, and then they show the after photo. They're like, guys, I'm officially bald. Here's the before and after.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is how much better they always look.
I can only imagine.
Shocking.
Yeah.
So I have a bunch of photos that I found before and afters.
Oh, God.
That's so interesting. This is like a late night TV, but the opposite. They're always like, Bosley, put this on your head and you get more hair. This is the opposite. I'm going to make that company. It's just called Razor. Shave it off. You'll look better. Before and after. $20.
It's crazy because like I do think like I don't know. There is such a stigma on being bald. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, unfortunately, like, you know, dudes deal with a lot of baldness. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people look fine. Well, especially, so here's this guy, right? And he was like, guys, I finally pulled the trigger. Yeah, uh-huh. So there's him before. Mm-hmm. But look at him after.
Whoa.
Insane.
Whoa.
10 years younger. Like, I mean, way hotter.
He kind of has a peanut head, peanut shaped head.
Yeah.
But he does look great. Yeah, at the same time, that is a peanut at its finest.
But that's okay. I mean, sexy look, peanut. Your head has to have a shape. He's sexy Mr. Peanut.
I'm surprised that. And not even trying to be mean. There was sex appeal underneath there. Mm-hmm. I did not expect that.
Absolutely. No, it is shocking when you see that, and then you're like, wait. Whoa.
It was also like a bad photo, but like, yeah.
Oh, that's also the key to a before and after photo is to like be in the first photo, be like,
yeah.
And then the second one, you're like,
yep, he looks cool. It's nothing like giving, like, as a man, y'all, like, for me, like, when I cut my hair, like, it felt so good, and I definitely felt like I felt better at the beginning.
I'll never forget when you revealed that you were fully bald.
Oh, bro.
That's like one of my favorite Smosh moments. It was Winter Games.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And this is a reveal, like, I went bald, and not just, like, shaved your head, like, fully shiny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you, like, squeaky, like, wicka-wicka-wicka.
It was unbelievable. How did that feel?
It felt great. I could feel all the air on my head.
That's
kind of
insane.
It was really cool. I felt like Michael Jordan, but without the money. It was really cool. It was really just good and chocolate. Good chocolate and bald. Hey. You know? I know it works.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so, example two.
There's this guy.
After.
Oh my God!
Now that's a perfectly shaped head.
That ain't a peanut. That ain't a peanut.
Unbelievable.
That's nice.
That's a proper testy right there. I'm looking at one.
Did you hear that? That's the one. What'd they do with the other one?
I'm not sure.
Oh my God. Like testicular cancer. Oh my God.
He's born that way.
We have this guy. Lastly, this guy. Now, it's unfortunate. He's trying to hold on, but that hair is way back.
Can I just say, it's given serial killer.
It's
the glasses with the hair.
Oh my God.
Unfortunate.
What's the guy that eats like boys?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, that's Jeffrey.
He is giving Jeffrey Dahmer there.
Wow.
Boom. Oh. Way better.
I think I'm gonna reverse it, flip it and reverse it like Missy Elliott. I think that he looks better before.
Wait, scroll up.
That's cool. No. That he's actually kind of like a cool hipster.
Okay, scroll
like,
down.
Are you talking about the glasses and stuff? Because he can put the glasses back on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he looks better bald, personally. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
I think he has more character there. I like his little...
You know, but we are not seeing the back of his head. What if he's also balding in the back?
Oh, my God. You know? Lord Jesus.
Right? But I can see.
I love this subreddit because it gives me hope because I feel like I inevitably am going to be bald one day. Mm-hmm. And
just
like,
swoop it over.
Just fully just...
Swoop.
Just let...
Swoop it.
Oh,
comb over.
That's it.
No. That's awful.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that there's a subreddit. Like, it's a little weird, but actually it's just like a very unique and specific support community. I think that's
totally
cool. You know what
there's
I mean?
There's a ton of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that one's just very positive.
Yeah.
And I just love all these dudes who are probably terrified. They're like, shoot, like... Yeah. All right, and then to have a bunch of people be like, you look great.
Yeah.
You actually look way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also, like, a hard one to be, like, if you're just, like, 32 and you're like, do I just, like, text someone and be like, hey, how do you think I look now?
Right.
That's just an odd
great place to post it. No, mm-hmm. And I do feel bad for dudes because some people lose their hair at, like, 16, like, 20. Like, it happens.
Bro, I straight up had a roast session with someone, like, recently. And the thing was, I don't like to talk about people, but no one knows. When I go there, sometimes I go there, you know? And I was meeting up with some friends. We're all going to hang out, you know. He has some friends there. I'm coming into some people that I don't motherfucking know.
Uh-huh.
And I get there, and the first thing, he's like, oh, man, you ugly, man. You dark as shit, dog.
What? No,
yo, I'm just setting you up. Like, this is the thing. I don't know this guy. People are a little intoxicated. Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm just like, hold on, what? So it's also coming from a light-skinned black guy. So
okay.
I was going to say, what if this is a white guy?
But no, but even still, guys, I'm a dark-skinned black guy.
Yeah.
A light-skinned black guy telling me like, oh, you dark as shit, you ugly. It's like, hold on, this is going somewhere
it's
that
not
I don't
this lane, but it's parallel.
Oh my God,
it's parallel lane.
What
the fuck?
So in my mind, this guy's probably mixed, so I'm thinking like, your white side's talking. So I just let him get it off a couple times. And before I knew it, I just started unleashing. So I just looked up and I looked at that hairline or the lack thereof. The lack thereof, and it gave me ample opportunity to talk my shit. Because he also had glasses right here.
No, no, he was trying to cover it.
Like a bandana. Like, bro, I said, you know what? I said, I might be ugly and I might be dark. But I said, your hairline starts all the way back here. And you're trying to cover it up with this hairline, this hair, like this hairband of a sunglasses that you got on. But let me tell you something. I don't know how old you are, but you got to be older than me. He was younger than me. And guys, when I tell you, I lit him up. And by the end of the night, my friend was like, yo, like, what happened? I said, bro, I said, you know, I don't start it with anybody. But he called me ugly. He called me. It was just like, you know, whatever. I don't know what it was. But for me, somebody like me, if you give me the chance or the opportunity to talk my shit, you're going to wonder what happened. At the end of it, he was like, he forgot that he called me ugly. He said something about my teeth. Everybody knows my teeth for me are like, it hurts. You go there, he's like, look at your teeth. I'm like, all right, but look at that hairline. I can't even see it.
Yeah.
But he gave me the perfect opportunity to talk my shit, and I don't feel bad. Shout out to all the other people that are balding out there. I would never just comfort somebody, but like, if you're going to talk about somebody being ugly, just make sure that hairline is penciled in. Make sure your hairline is penciled in, or I'ma get up in that ass. Yes, I am. I'ma get up in that ass. I hurt some feelings that day. And I actually woke up the next day and I felt bad. I was like, oh my God. But then there's the other side of me like, gotcha.
You know what you should do? You know what? You should just send him a link to the subreddit.
Oh, no, no.
Just shoot him a link.
You know what's funny? On my Instagram, like all the time, a lot of stuff for like balding and like, you know, getting your hairline rejuvenated has been coming up. And I've been thinking about sending it to my friend so he can send it to his friend. But I'm not that petty. But hopefully I don't have to run into him again.
That's insane. I mean, I've heard online of like the light skin, dark skin thing. Is it ever like that blatant?
Oh, bro, yes, because people can go for it. So like, let's keep it funky. Let's break it down. So like it's easier and darker skinned people can get away with calling somebody light skinned. You know what I mean? It's like you light bright. You know what I mean? We can get away with it.
Okay.
But like a light skinned person saying it to a dark skinned person, oh, all hell is breaking loose. Mm-hmm. All hell is going to break loose and we're going to get up in that ass. And then you're going to really, I'm telling you, it's not going to be fine. And the levels are off, but like rightfully so. It's just like, you know, certain things you can say and certain things you can't say. There is a double standard. If you will, but just know that it's set up like that. So go for it if you want to.
A question on the double standard: do you feel like the double standard of it, which makes complete and utter sense?
Yeah.
The reference of a lighter skinned person calling out you for being darker skinned, does it feel worse because it feels like they're attempting to reference like the world's point of view? Or
yes,
like,
all of that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just like, it's like a privilege that comes with like being lighter skinned. Mm-hmm. Like truly, like we all know that. Yeah. So it's just like, even white people would only look at black people as if they're
as
like,
one group.
Yeah, but yeah, like, yeah. But at the same time, there are some privileges that come with like being lighter. Like for some people, they don't seem as, I guess, dangerous. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like certain little things like that. So like it's so real. Like I've experienced it, and I kind of experienced it that night where like the guy was like light skinned, like straight up light skinned. I was like, where is this coming from? Because I'm like, I just met you. I just said hello.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And we were in the dark, so I know all he seen was eyes and teeth. You know what I mean? Like truly, it was one of those situations where I'm like, I'm just like this. I'm Jesus.
You hit him with your white.
Yeah, I'm like, he said, Jagly, you're dark. I'm like, oh my God. But he was so light, I could see like the pieces of hair when his hairline
you
that
see
were missing.
Each individual one that was missing.
Yeah, it was crazy. Sorry, guys.
No, that's insane.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, moving on.
Sorry. That's the way to start it off.
Yeah, hey, that's the
I
hope.
I enjoyed that conversation. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Shave your head, whoever he is.
You should have shaved.
Our next subreddit comes, we have one I found called Ask HR.
Oh my God.
So, like HR professionals.
So HR professionals are in this subreddit and they can answer questions. So people go, hey, this happened at work. Like, what should I do? But this one is crazy. This one's really been popping off. The guy who started today is clearly not the guy we interviewed, and no one else has noticed. So this person wrote in, they're like, hi, a bit of a weird one here. I helped my team interview a candidate a couple weeks ago. By helped, I mean I asked all the questions and engaged with the candidate while my bosses worked on their own projects and half listened. I really liked the guy. He was outgoing and quick, knew what he was talking about on a very high level, and his experience matched. Now, normally, I wouldn't mention ethnicity or physical characteristics as it does not even factor into my opinion of a candidate. But since it's relevant here, the guy was, I believe, Guatemalan and had a slight accent. He had black curly hair and a stubble. He was also average height. We ran four other interviews for the position and ended up hiring this guy. Let's call him Josh. Since he had the experience and there were no red flags in the interview, they hired him. He was scheduled to start today, so after morning meeting, I swung by his new office to say hello and welcome to the team. But when I get there, all I see is some tall white guy with brown hair.
Oh, yes.
The nameplate on the door had Josh's first and last name, so I asked the guy if Josh was in, kind of assuming he was the IT guy helping set up. The guy said he was Josh, and the kicker is he also said, it's great to see you again, and used my name. I hadn't yet introduced myself. He said it with what I would say is a Midwestern accent. Mm. I couldn't interrogate too far because he was called into some onboarding thing, but I was really confused. I ran into my boss afterwards, and he said he had a nice conversation with Josh this morning, and he feels reaffirmed that we made the right choice. Now, I should point out, he said earlier, that during this interview, his bosses were kind of half listening and working on other projects. So he was the only person who like paid attention to this interview. One else seems to have noticed that it's a completely different guy. I haven't brought it up outright to anyone yet, but I want to because this is weird and seemingly fraudulent. I just don't know how to bring this up to a superior or HR. This is insane.
What?
You know what? I would be straight up like he got that far. At that point, you just gotta be like, hey, bro. Like, I don't know what you're doing here.
Yeah, you got to call it out.
You got to call it out
for what it is.
But also, you got to, like, you got to give it to him. He killed that. Like, anybody to, we would all be scared. Let's be straight up. We would be scared out of our minds.
I would think that I've lost my fucking mind.
Oh, I'm going to spies, and if not spies, alien spying. I mean, that's where I'm going.
Because all your bosses who weren't paying attention are like, yeah, it's so great.
Yeah, Josh.
Have Josh on the team. And I'm like, I could have sworn that this guy... This guy, that's not the guy.
Okay.
They're like, that's the guy.
Yeah.
The fact that guy committed being like, it's nice to see you again. Had a great conversation with you.
That's scary. That's actually too scary. At first, I'm like, you know, you got to give it to him and be like, no, I know. It's like, bro, no, actually, you got to call the cops.
Call the cops. Actually, first thing I do is I like am being nice, whatever. Oh, yeah, great to see you again, whatever. Going back to like the security footage from the day of the interview. I'm doing everything I can.
Well, I think it was a Zoom call, I think.
I hope maybe they didn't record the Zoom call.
Now, what's crazy is in the comments, people are like, I've had this happen before.
Really?
All these people are like, we terminated the employee for dishonesty. This wasn't hard to figure out because the candidate spoke perfect English on the phone and the individual who showed up on the first day only spoke Spanish.
And not trying to say that Josh didn't speak perfect English. That's a flip of
He was just saying appearance wise, it's like this is just a different.
Yeah, but like what the comment says is almost like that one feels more like fraud because you know maybe you're trying to hire someone with a certain skill. Like if I told you like, oh, I can ride horses, and so you hired me to ride horses in a commercial, and I can't fucking ride a horse.
There's another one. I had a more blatant one. I interviewed a very capable candidate by video. Smart, knowledgeable, focused, and had the right skills. Then he turned up for work. I was somewhat surprised because I'd interviewed a woman.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
And I realized, I'm like, no different than in college. People pay people to write essays for them. People must pay people to do interviews and like get them. This was by video, but yeah.
Yeah.
But you think about like big companies where maybe you're not going to interact with the person who interviewed you. Like you just kind of get in, but it's still crazy to me.
Yeah. I would really want to know their train of thought.
How does the economy of that work? Like, am I getting a flat fee for getting you hired? Am I getting a percentage of what you make every year on the deal of the salary deal? Am I getting a little bit of every paycheck? Because at some point they're going to find out. Mm-hmm. Like, have we signed a deal? How do you set this up where my job is to just mass interview for people because I'm so good.
Right.
And everyone will love me. Mm-hmm. That somehow that's a profitable
I don't know.
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird because it's like face to face. Like they've seen the person in the interview. It's just like I can understand.
What if they interviewed an AI?
You know what I mean? Like
that's gonna start happening. Let's be straight real. Up. That stuff is gonna start happening. Well, it's already effectively happening. When kids are writing ChatGPT essays and stuff.
Killing Do it the old fashioned way, like you said. Pay people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just pay a human. Give the human work to fake your interview. Like if you're gonna commit fraud, at least pay someone to do it. I can't believe how many people in the comments were like, "Yeah, this also has happened."
It's insane.
I'd never heard of it. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's real.
I mean, people like you have to do like P tests, right?
It depends on the job.
Depends on the job. I think a lot of jobs don't.
But sometimes it's easy.
I didn't have to do a P-test when I got hired at Smosh.
I don't think any of us.
None of us did.
Well, I took one.
I remember distinctly.
Wait, I did.
But it wasn't me doing the pee.
I paid someone to pee. Well, people do fake that shit.
Yeah.
See, which makes sense.
We've known that for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
That's so interesting. But you're suggesting doing a P-test to confirm identity now.
See?
You're not even saying for drug testing. You're like, I want to make sure it's the same Josh.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to make sure the flavor's the same. Yeah,
that's what we need. Exactly.
Anyways, that's Ask HR. There were a bunch of others, but none of the others were as entertaining.
What if someone did that here?
That would be hilarious.
I think it's too small of an operation.
Yeah?
Like, people would figure it out.
Yeah. You'd think so. Do you know my real name?
What? Hold on, wait, what?
You guys don't know my real name. I've never shown anyone my birth certificate at this company.
Hold on. Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay. No, you're playing.
I just started. That's how easy it is to start bullshit.
You almost got me. Almost, I'm like, wait, hold on. Where are we going with this?
Yeah. Okay. Was I born in Hawaii, Keith?
Shit, I don't know.
This next subreddit, I think, is where we're going to spend most of our time because it's awesome.
Okay.
And I when I found this one, I was like, this is perfect for you too. This is the subreddit hypothetical situation. Where all people do is put out hypothetical situations and discuss what you would do if you
would
do
it. That's my bread and butter.
Okay, here we go. I picked a couple of them. They all, for some reason, have to do with money, because of course.
Mm-hmm.
First one, you are given an egg, and if after 365 days the egg remains uncracked, you will receive $10 million.
Mm.
It is a completely ordinary egg with, upon receival, no cracks. After the 365 days, the egg will be thoroughly inspected to ensure there are no cracks whatsoever in order for you to claim the money. Replacing or cooking the egg is not permitted. As well as that, the egg cannot be stationary for more than 24 hours at a time and cannot be touched by anyone other than you during this 365-day period. Finally, failure to protect the egg will result in a permanent ban from eating eggs again, as well as losing out on the potential money. So tell me, what's the strategy you will employ in order for you to ensure the money?
So, okay, a real quick question. You can't just leave the egg in one spot.
More than 24 hours.
More than 24 hours.
No, it can't be stationary. It can be in one spot. It just can't be stationary.
Oh, okay.
So, like
you just have to pick it up once a day.
Or it could be rotating.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Yeah.
Rotating.
What would it rotate on, Noah? What the hell are you talking about?
A lazy Susan. Or you could suspend it by rubber bands or bungee cords.
Or like one of those like things that clean the floor. Like,
you could tape it to pork chop and it would never be stationary.
But it will break on pork chop. She's nuts.
Break on pork chop.
Come on.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying to get around stationary. Like, you know, so I could take it how you will.
Look, I could come in just like boop, 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 done.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But where are you keeping it that it's going to be guaranteed to be safe?
Hmm.
Now, my thought is probably literally a safe that I get, and then I like every day I just have to kind of like pick it up lightly and put it back, and I have like pillows on all every side, like, or I have it fully encased in styrofoam. Like I have styrofoam cut out perfectly in an egg
shape. But you're gonna need it to be temperature controlled, because for a whole year you're gonna go through every season, and inside of that safe it could be very, very hot and then very, very cold, and that could cause the egg to crack.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming if an egg goes bad, it would maybe crack on its own. So maybe
just by the amount of gas it might produce. Who knows? I've never held an egg for that long.
Screwed regardless.
Mm-mm. I think what you would have to
do. Or a freezer?
A freezer would be good. Yeah, because you would want to create an extra shell. So I would just shellac it every day for a year. You know, I'd cover it in shellac, or the closest thing that I could find to like a calcium S.
What the hell is shellac?
That's so smart. What's what's the stuff people like, resin?
Yeah.
Like, we
just put it in amber.
But resin but the heat would crack it probably.
Well, yeah, but that's why you'd do something more like a nail polish.
Ooh.
You know, you'd just put 50 layers of nail polish, and then you'd go get Flex Seal, and then you'd Flex Seal it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Rush this.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck at shellac. What the hell is shellac?
Shellac is like a when you're done with maybe a painting, or a version of shellac could also be for like nails. Mm. You know, it's like a clear coating that you put afterwards to protect what's underneath.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So you do that so the outer layer is okay, and then you put it in some sort of rubber cement, and then you'd probably, I would just glue it to my ceiling fan and then just turn the fan on for
that. That gets on my nerves because Noah, come on, think about it. $10 million are on the line and you're gonna like tape it to your ceiling fan.
But it's covered in all this bullshit.
But it's also high up. Like you need to like let it.
I'm not gonna bump into it on accident.
Oh my god. But like what if the tape decides that it just wants to get loose, you know, get loose, and it falls off.
Get low.
If it's there we go. Fully encased, someone did say encase egg and resin and bring with me everywhere.
Oh, wow. That works too. Oh, yeah, just put it right in your butt. I walk around all day. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with that? Hens do it.
What the hell is he talking about? That's crazy.
Is that what you'd want?
That's probably that's the safest, insane. No. Right?
That's
no.
How nature works.
Mm-mm. I'd say my butt or my mouth.
Yeah, but Noah.
Maybe I'd flip.
All right. I think Noah and I agree on like what ultimately it would be covered in like some sort of thing that would encase it.
Yeah.
Keith, what do you think?
I wouldn't do all of that. That would be touching it way too much, guys. Mm-hmm. I would just like maybe put it in a little small box, put some pillows around it. I did like when you said what you said there. Mm-hmm. But other than that, all this painting and nail polish and shellac, like I just don't think it's necessary. So I think that's a lot of
stuff. Can't be stationary. You just like rotate the box.
That's all I'm saying, y'all. Okay, you guys are doing way too much.
What happens when
you
an earthquake.
Are the guy.
There was an earthquake this morning.
And I woke up to it. I sleep on my floor. That's the thing. I would put it.
Oh, you're your own. What's it called? The seismograph? What's it called? Are you your own Richter scale? You lay on the floor so you know when the earthquake's coming so you can pick the egg up?
Do you sleep on the floor by choice? Or
yes.
Like,
no, by requirement. By poor
I'm like, what's going on?
Yes, I don't. Okay, so
he splits his apartment with his roommate. His roommate gets the top half of the apartment.
I was like, you have a bed, right?
Look, okay, so this is the thing. Okay, we're just gonna go there. My neck is really bad, right? So I always sleep in my living room because my TV's there. I don't have a TV in my bedroom. I have one there, but I haven't connected it. I haven't Roku'd it or any of that stuff, right? My couch. No one knows. He sat on this couch. This couch is like I done slept on it for 4 years straight. Straight. Man, my neck and my back is so messed up from just sleeping on it. So now I'm not going to my bed. That is not happening. I'm not going to my bed. I'm not even going to buy another Roku. So what do? I sleep on the mother floor every night.
Why don't you just move your bed to the living room and switch?
Because that's ghetto. I'm not doing that, y'all. Stream like I like to have people look. That is like
get a new couch to sleep
get
on.
Get a new couch. Get a better couch.
I'm telling you.
Oh, so who wants to buy me one?
I don't, you do.
Let's talk about it, Shane.
You want to buy yourself one because right now you sleep on the floor.
If I wanted to buy me a new couch, I would have done that already. I don't mind the floor.
Is sleeping on the floor like helping? Like, is it?
It was at first because when I was sleeping on the couch.
I don't think so. He opened with, my neck has been hurting.
No. Listen, guys. Listen to me. So my neck and my back was hurting for a while, right? It was hurting. And I was like, okay, like it's obviously hurting because I'm sitting on the couch. Like the couch, the springs within the couch whenever I sit
and
down.
And just to give everyone an image of what his couch looks like, when you look at the couch you would sit, if you imagine going to like a museum, but for like ancient whales, so on the ceiling is all the bones. And it's like, it's an 80-foot long whale. So it bends and it's just warped. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a big.
This is the
no,
green,
stop. You doing
green
too much.
Couch.
The green couch. Yeah. You've seen the green couch. The green couch. It looks like a camel now.
Yes.
Yeah, it got some humps.
Two humps.
Shout out to Fergie.
I think we're less worried about the egg and more concerned for you. Now, if you can make it through the year,
look, I'm doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you should start a subreddit.
Help. Our help.
Oh my god.
Okay, our next hypothetical. I feel like Keith, I know your answer. Noah, I'm curious about yours. You get $3 million or you can speak every language fluently.
I'm not gonna say anything.
That's so.
I don't think there's a wrong answer in this one. I think both are great. This is a great situation.
Look, there's not a wrong answer, but I know the right one.
Yeah, no, that is super interesting because obviously, like, learning a lot of languages is useful. Obviously, I'm going to be a pedantic, semantic asshole. So they said that I can only speak the languages. That's not very useful for me if I don't know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak a lot of phonetic things and not know what I'm saying.
Okay, let's
see,
take it as.
You're about to know.
Yes, you can also read and write every language, including extinct languages.
Oh, whoa. That's different.
So now I'm taking that because you now can.
If we're doing
so
if we're doing extinct, are we also then putting in future? Because if I can do ones from the past.
No, just extinct. Just extinct.
Okay.
But that is such a useful skill because there's ancient languages that nobody knows. You're paying. You're getting. You're like, give me $3 million and I will interpret this ancient Sumerian or whatever.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But I also believe in a little bit of mystery, so I'm going to just take the three million.
Yeah.
Just
prefer to not know.
I don't need to know shit. I don't know shit right now. Yeah. I don't think it's shit. It just is.
And you're going
to
have a $3 million couch.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. I don't need that. I'll keep my old green camelback couch.
You're going to keep the couch after you get $3 million?
Hell yeah. Don't forget where you came from. Neck still hurt.
Got a bionic neck.
Yes.
No, I'm doing the languages because that's just really cool.
Oh, it's awesome.
Wow. It's very awesome.
The edit of the extinct languages and being able to read and write them, I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't not.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That makes sense for you guys. But for me.
Take the $3 million. I don't fault.
How about this $3 million, but you can never understand any other person ever again.
You never get to speak.
You get it. You only speak your own language.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going to learn all the languages.
Okay, this next one is my favorite, probably. You get $1 billion.
Nice, nice.
Right now.
Oh.
That's like nothing.
But
boy.
That's like no.
My hand almost hit your chin. Like dead ass. I'm like, this is not a lot of money. What?
That's like not actually that much. You get $1 billion right now, but in the next 10 years, you must step foot onto the moon or you are instantly killed. Do you say yes?
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Okay. So read it one more time for me, Shane, because I just really want to get everything right.
You get $1 billion right now, but in the next 10 years, you must step foot onto the moon or you are instantly killed. Do you say yes?
Oh my God. Okay. So I have an issue with this. First of all, because I'm afraid of heights. I am afraid of
heights. Once you're on the moon, you're not even high.
It's technically not even high. You're in space.
But y'all got to understand, I had to go up to get there.
You will have to be high at one point.
But you'll also have to go up to get back.
You see what I'm saying? And then come down. I don't like roller coasters.
You're right. Coming down does
you see
happen.
What I'm saying? I don't like any of this. I don't like, I don't need to. Also, guys, I support and I'm so glad people are going up into space and space exploration.
I support astronauts.
Bro, I support all of it.
I support astronauts.
That's kind of controversial.
Well, bro, I support them all. But at the end of the day, you are not going to see my black ass up in space anywhere. I don't need to know what's going up there. I don't care.
You don't want to know what's going on in space?
No, because ain't much of shit. I'm like, oh, damn, it's nothing up here. But, like, some cold air. Like, I don't need to know. Just tell me what it is. Send me some pictures. But, like, I don't need the $1 billion. I'm cool with being here on Earth. I don't need, like, guys, if it was for us to be up there, some people need to be up there to study and do, like, whatever, science, all of that. But for me, I am staying here. I'm good. I love Earth. I do. I love it. Would you guys go to space?
Oh, if I got the opportunity to go to space, that'd be really enticing.
It'd be enticing, but it'd be a difficult choice.
It's a tough choice because you can't go to space for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could if you took one of those planes that just go to like super upper atmosphere and you kind of play with it a little
bit. Aren't some people stuck in space right now?
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, till like next year.
I'm actually not sure what the current date is because I know they're still working on the safety approval.
That's the thing. It's like, I think being in space would be really dope for like a couple days and then I'd be like, I'm really scared now.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
Yeah, it definitely is like,
it's also boring as hell.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. What the fuck?
Like, I can be bored down here.
You really can't do much in space because it's a safety concern. Like, I was reading about how they don't even have alcohol in space. Not because, not even because of a moral thing or anything. It's because alcohol could get, like, mess up the systems. It's so dangerous to, like, the materials and everything.
That's the main reason I don't.
They can't even risk it.
Yeah.
It's like, if I can't have a beer in space.
I can't have a tequila soda up in space. It's going to mess up no, I'm good. You guys can have it. Take you and your $1 billion out of my face.
I'm going to take that $1 billion. Okay. I'm going to take that $1 billion.
How do you get to space?
I don't think I need to get to space at all. I think that there's an incredibly...
What the hell is wrong with him?
For me to get out of that with $1 billion at my disposal.
No, they're going to kill you.
All of which are going to be legally bound. So first and foremost, it's going to be whatever contract we sign. I've got $1 billion, so I'm going to put a couple lawyers on that from the get-go. I'll earmark probably about 5%.
I will say there's an edit in that, they're like the text below, it says you also can't tell anyone else about the death clause or else you will die instantly.
That's fine.
I don't like that. I like that you can get other people involved and it's like, what are your means of getting
I don't think death is the issue. I think getting to the moon is the
That's
issue.
The more fun thing.
We can hit up Elon Musk.
So,
but I just got to step foot on it. What is step foot to you?
That's true.
That's what I would spend a lot of my $1 billion changing. Because if you don't agree with me, I've got 10 years and a lot of money to fund in some organizations, some super PACs, education. Look, all I'm saying is I could probably get a group in Alabama to go in and add to the educational board some bullshit line that says, like, step foot, let's teach that to mean a little bit lighter, different definition.
I think you're making a deal with some sort of deity or demon.
Without
the devil.
The lawyers.
Look, that demon loves contracts and they love semantics at this point because they're putting a deal in front of me. So I think at a minimum, I'm going to give them a run for their money.
This is giving Illuminati.
That's, yes, it is. Because for $1 billion and I got to go to the moon or I die, I don't know who you are. You're either the devil or... I don't know.
Or Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey.
One of the two.
Give him the
I feel like with $1 billion, you could probably get to the moon.
I think you could buy a ticket.
No,
I just
don't
want
to
risk
getting
it.
Getting to the moon is really expensive.
I would sooner cut both my feet off and send them to the moon. Like, what is step foot to you? Can
Whoa.
I bring regolith to me?
If you could
Can
launch your foot at the moon.
Here? What is moon to you? Moon
no, but that's
is...
such a good point. Cut off your foot and just
ship it.
Launch it
For
at the moon.
$1 billion in 10 years, I got to lose a foot? Okay.
What if you launch it at the moon and you miss?
No.
You're like, oh, you're watching it shoot. And it's like it gets to Mars.
No, you separate the toes, okay? We all know stepping requires probably the ball of your foot and a toe. So I would separate toes on 5 different missions, okay? We're sending a toe each time. Oh, look, we're going to do this.
Okay.
Look, it's going to be a big moon. It's going to be a great plan.
Really, oh my God.
I don't have a plan. I've got a concept for how I'm going to get my foot to the moon.
Oh, my God. I don't... Hold on, Shane. What about... What would you do? Would you take the $1 billion?
I don't know, man. I think I'd... I'd have to research how possible this would be, because a part of me is like, yeah, I could get to the, but no, I don't think 10 years is enough time.
Yeah. Let me frame it to you this way. You'll die in 10 years, but you can feed 10 million children for the rest of their lives.
That's true.
You get 10 years, in 10 years you die, but you will feed every single child in America for the rest of their lives.
That's true.
What about that deal?
You're so right. You get $1 billion and it's like, all right, at the end of 10 years, I'm going to like just.
And guess what?
That's huge.
I'm going to be an asshole because I'm only donating like 90% of it. And the other 10%, I'm going to live on a yacht and then build such a big statue. Oh, my God. And it's going to have the biggest schlong.
And it's going to be me. It's going to be me. It's going to be me with a little moon.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You press a button, cheeseburgers come out. I'm feeding people till the end of time.
Wow.
With that much money, yeah. No. You know what? Maybe people will love me.
You buy a huge property, you title it The Moon. And you step foot on it.
God, you're so much smarter than everything I said for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, because you were about to cut off...
You just named something the moon.
He was really about to cut off a foot and send it into outer space.
In 5 different spaceships.
You that's know what? Wrong.
It still would have worked.
Our last hypothetical situation. This one's tough.
Okay.
There are 1,000 pills. Imagine on this table there's 1,000 pills. Mm-hmm. One of them... kills you instantly, but you get $500,000 for every pill you take. How many do you take? You have 1,001 shot of dying instantly on the first pill. How many do you chow down? If you die, the money you have so far, if any, goes to your next of kin with no tax implications.
Oh my God.
Okay, I've got some questions. Is the pill a poison specifically for me? Or is it like rat poison?
I think this pill, this is only you. Only you can take these pills, right? This only isn't me. Like us three. This
but
is like
if I had a twin, would this pill also kill my twin?
I don't think so. I think this. I think we're talking about a.
He just
we're talking about. We're talking
well,
about.
I'm
a
just trying to figure out because I could convince someone for half a quarter of
million
dollars.
We're talking about a. You don't know which pill it is, though.
I know, but they could test it first.
Well, they test a pill first, and then they
there you go.
They get the $500,000.
Y'all, Noah has the weirdest takes ever. You have the most weird takes, and it's like I can't. I just truly.
No. Here's how we're doing this. Okay. You're in a room. It's just you.
Okay.
With 1,000 pills.
Okay, I can't leave.
Simple.
And you can take as many pills as you want. Every pill that isn't the kill you pill gives you $500,000.
And I die the moment it's in my mouth, not on digestion.
Yeah, you throw it in your mouth, you die. You just disappear. Yeah. You like Avengers.
Not even the pill, a bullet hits. If I pick the wrong one, just a bullet.
Some guy stabs you.
It's Squid Games. Let's just call it Squid Games.
I think it's Avengers Infinity War, like you just fade.
Okay.
Like, never exists.
Oh, okay, I got a second or two.
But you can't spit it back out. So how many pills do you take? How much of a risk are you willing to take?
Okay, so the realistic answer, in my opinion, is there's two options. One, if I'm aware that I have a terminal illness that will immediately, in some capacity and my life, I will take as many pills as I can.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Because the money would be for someone else. Okay? Because at that point, the money that I'm making, no matter how many pills, the money's going to my children. And I will always give my life to my children.
You don't got no kids.
Okay, with
no
kids.
You're adding to this hypothetical.
If it's just
me
today, right now, right now, I would not take a single pill, because the fact is, even if there's a chance of just the smallest chance that if I step on a crack, it's not actually a crack, it's an abyss, I fall in and I die immediately, that is too large of a chance I'm willing to take, because I have things in my life that I value more than the opportunity to that money.
Noah. And he would also like pick up the wrong pill the first
go. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But before I make that choice, I'm touching every single one. I'm putting them over a light. I'm listening. I'm trying to see if there's any hint.
I don't think there's any hint. Yeah. I think they're all it's just like just a bunch of Tic Tacs.
Yeah, that's unreasonable to even take one. Is unreasonable.
Really?
Completely unreasonable. Unless you're under imminent threat of death.
1,000-to-1 odds.
That's good. 1,000-to-1 odds, no. Not even if it was 1,000,000-to-1 odds.
Really?
No. If you told me that every lottery ticket I had, right, there's like one chance of that I could die just by pulling my random thing, I would never take that chance. I don't care how many people are in that lottery. Wow. You know what I would have to be 80 and on life support and have children that could get the money. Like, that's the only world.
Like, right now, I'm liking the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
Like, before that, you were, like, taking me somewhere that I did not want to be. Mm-hmm. Like, for me personally, I don't like to gamble. I'm not into gambling. Yeah. I'm not into Russian roulette. I don't think
that...
I love it. Really?
Not Russian roulette, but gambling's pretty
like,
fun.
the only... y'all, the farthest I go with my gambling is tokens at Chuck E. Cheese. And I ain't been to Chuck E. Cheese since 85. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's more skill-based, but it's okay.
What are you... Are you
putting
me down?
It's a skill-based game. It's not necessarily gambling.
Bro, I haven't gambled in years. I have not stepped foot into Chuck E. What did you say?
I said Chuck E. Cheese is more of a skill-based environment.
Oh, okay. So it's always one hater in the room, and I think
I'm just saying the reason why you never got the big prize of the two dolphins that go back and forth is because you weren't good at the game. Sorry, I cut you off.
You're very lucky. You're just really shitty.
Sorry, I totally cut you off. Why do you like gambling?
It's just not my thing. Like I don't. My money's my money. If I give you $1, like, and I don't get anything back, I'm gonna be upset about that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. So you don't like the chance of just coming
away.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth it.
Gambling in real life is I don't do it because the odds are super against you.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think anyone who goes to Vegas regularly is up. Like, if you go to Vegas multiple times, you're down.
Yeah.
You've paid Vegas money.
Yeah, the business model requires, at best, you have 49% odds.
When you go to Vegas and you look around, you're like, this is built upon people thinking they can beat this system. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have particularly bad, like, dice and cards luck.
Mm.
Like, that's where I'm unlucky. Mm. I think I'm very lucky in most other ways in life, but that's the area. So I do think I'm like... 1,000 pills in front of me, I am probably picking the bad one.
Yeah.
By just because that's my luck.
Yeah.
Mm. 1,000,000-to-1 odds, that's where I'm like, a million?
Really?
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, but you might instantly die. At $500,000, to look at 1,000,000 pills and to think about how much money that is at $500,000 each and 1,000,000, I mean, you're looking at, what is that, $500 billion? Okay. At that point, you're in maybe a reality where there's no world where my life and $500 billion are equal. Maybe.
Right, but you only have to take one.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe in that case, I would take the risk, just because at that point, it is so...
It's like...
It's really so hypothetically ridiculous. Insane.
Yeah. But 1,000-to-1 is a lot to bet, like, your
a thousand
family
one
and friends,
too,
and everyone's like, damn.
Would you get... Would
really
you,
pick that.
Would you get on a plane if you thought there was 1,000-to-1 odds you weren't going to land?
No.
Would you get in the plane if you thought it was 2,000-to-1 odds?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, if someone...
I don't know what the reality is.
If the captain looked at me and said that, I'd be like,
hey there.
What?
Yeah,
even if he said, like, hey, I've flown 1,000 times and I've never crashed before, I'd be like, okay, now I'm uncomfortable. Like,
why'd
you don't need to really...
Why did you say that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of... It all makes me a little iffy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we're all walking away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but if it's Squid Games... I might want to see how many pills I can get to before I lose.
Oh, interesting.
Might be fun.
Okay, moving on.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. He fucks me up.
I'm going to actually go. I might make a Reddit account just for that subreddit.
Do it.
I won't tell anyone the account name, but they might be able to figure it out after a few answers. Let's be honest.
Someone said they're going to grind it up into a powder and snort it. Someone said they'll take one pill a year. So they give themselves a 500K salary and they lower the chances of like,
oh,
they
wow.
just like, they
that's interesting.
Elongate the chances.
Wow.
That's odd.
But that's still like taking like 50 pills out of 1,000. Your odds are a lot higher.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you do take one. I mean, 1,001 odds. Look, let's be honest. I have, let's call it $0 because that's what I have. I get to increase that by an infinite amount. Like when I look at it that way, statistically, I go from zero to an infinite amount of money. So maybe I'd do it.
He was zero not lying.
I was like, let me think about this number. Let me just 1, 2, 1 zeros. How many zeros can you put? You can put as many as you want.
Oh,
a quick one. There's our Lego. And I love Legos. And this dude, so this account's name is literally Pineapple Fucker is the username.
Interesting.
And he built the Millennium Falcon Lego set out of different colored pieces.
That's incredible.
So I don't know how long that took him. I think he said it took him a long ass time.
Sorry.
Let me see.
I think he said
after 10 months, finished my 75,192 piece Millennium Falcon made from random parts.
This is a question if he designed what he was going to do beforehand, because I've built with my brother a Lego, essentially like rubber band Uzi, like shaped like a gun, and then it functions and everything. And the way that you do it is there's plans online that people have, and they list all the pieces. And we got a little drawer as if we were like soldering things. We bought every single piece, the exact number we needed, and then we organized them, and then we built it step by step.
Wow.
But that's why we were able to do it. If he designed what pieces he needs, I don't think he figured it out.
Because this is a real set.
Yeah, yeah, but even still, it's like, oh, here's a circle piece that's meant for the Millennium Falcon. Mm. They might not sell this circle piece in a different color than Millennium Falcon. You have to now say, okay, I need four of these. Or, you don't know how complicated.
I don't know.
Even on the inside, like, is it hollow? Is it not hollow? Wow.
It looks so cool.
Like, that is really amazing.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
Next subreddit is R Mad Lads. So you've probably heard Ian say the term mad lad. He's like, what a mad lad.
Mm-hmm.
It's here, let me just look at their description. It's it's typically like dudes who take risks.
Okay.
Risks just for the fun of it, just for the hell of it. A place to celebrate a lad who is a complete savage and or a crazy risk taker, often used sarcastically. the example I found that I love, this was I heard about this forever ago and I always thought it was so cool. In 2007, Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe deliberately wore the same outfit for 6 months solely to piss off the paparazzi and make their photos unpublishable. So this is true. He wore this jacket and hat everywhere for a whole year, effectively, so that every photo looked like it was the same photo.
Wow.
So that paparazzi couldn't really sell him.
Wow.
What's that last subreddit we were on? Because he was there. The hypotheticals. What would you do hypothetically? That's the best answer. That made everyone stop. That's so smart.
Yeah, he's awesome.
What a mad lad.
No, Daniel Radcliffe friggin' rocks.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of stuff like that. There's another subreddit I love called Explain Like I'm Five. Explain Like I'm Five is great because it's like they'll ask like genuine questions, but they'll be like, can you explain this in the simplest of terms? And this one I thought was really interesting. Someone said, why can't we get a yearly full body MRI to scan for cancers? Like, why can't I just go to the doctor once a year and they're just like, and you just be like, Ed, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with my body?
I agree.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, how many of these machines do we have? How many people do they need? When is it actually going to be useful? What are the side effects?
Like, I mean, just, bro, I would like to do that.
Does the MRI scan help you if you don't have a qualified person with enough time to then analyze the scan?
What the hell are you talking about? We're talking about cancer here, dog.
We have answers.
Oh, yeah.
Because what's great is people.
Sorry. That's me. I'm Captain Don't Google. Captain Don't Google. That's me, bro.
Then you're like, we'll never know.
But there's no way to find out. All I'm saying is there's no way to ever find out. Ever.
So someone responded and they go, radiologist here. This is not actually how MRIs work, and a common misunderstanding of the modality. MRIs are highly specialized exams with different scanning protocol for each body part. For example, even an MRI cervical spine, the bones in your neck, is different than an MRI soft tissue neck.
Oh, wow.
MRI liver is different than MRI kidney. You could attempt to do a broad catch-all study that tries to include the most useful parameters, but then you run into resolution and field of view issues, making it a poorer quality study. Full body MRI is actually offered as a boutique pay out of pocket service in certain countries, but it often creates more questions than it does answers, and the patient likely would have to go back to re-image the body part in question just to get the right sequences and evaluate it properly, all of which may end up in it being something totally medically irrelevant or incidental. All in all, on top of a lot of things already mentioned by other commenters, the cost to the system is not worth it. So I didn't know that because I always thought I'm like x-rays and MRIs. I'm like, yeah, it just shows everything in your body. It's like, no, like very specific. We have to do this specifically.
Can you imagine like with obviously no knowledge of anything, just being like, oh yeah, go in there and just hit me with all the whole spectrum. Just give a microwave me. What is it? How many minutes for popcorn? Do a couple less seconds.
You just fry me.
Can I just find out? Just cut me in half and then put it back.
Yeah.
You know, but give me a picture like it's a gobstopper or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Another one is that I've always wondered that I thought this was really interesting. Why do humans need to eat ridiculous amounts of food to build muscle, but gorillas are way stronger by only eating grass and fruits?
Oh, my
bro,
God.
It's our brain. It's not our muscles. Our brain is like 80% of all calories consumed.
Oh, interesting.
I think. Is I mean, that's, again, I don't Google shit. I'm just saying that.
Oh, see, I'm telling you, he makes
that would make sense to me. What's the difference between you and a gorilla, Keith? Is it your muscles?
Maybe.
That's
I don't
the
know.
Big difference?
But you think it's the brain?
Yes, I think it's the brain.
Explain that, please explain.
The brain
that.
Requires so much constant caloric intake and so much rest and so much. Bro, evolution, we're the only ones with a brain like this. If you think it was easy, there'd probably be more of them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know how we eat so many varied foods and we have to have, you know, such trace minerals. It's because, like, we got special pathways happening, bro. Mm-hmm.
I see what you mean.
But what's the real answer? Because that's probably wrong.
Oh, I feel dumb as hell.
Right?
I'm like, yeah, I get it. See?
Someone first points out ridiculous amounts. A human male requires 2,500 calories a day. A silverback gorilla eats nearly four times that.
Oh, man. Oh, so, okay, so we're just starting from a not true
statement. But there's another part of this, which is humans produce a protein called myostatin that inhibits muscle growth. It makes it difficult to grow big muscles. Having
that's a hating ass bitch.
Shane could use a little. I got some. I got extra.
Make it, dude. Look at
that. I got some in my back pocket.
Look, I got some.
I got a plethora of that.
Like a treat.
Having too much muscle slows you down and tires you and your heart out. That protein limits muscle growth so that humans don't need to consume ridiculous amounts of anything and can survive when resources are low. Gorillas don't have that protein. That is true. So I'm assuming, like, humans do have the ability to, like, not eat for a while.
Oh, yeah, true.
And survive. I also think humans, I may be wrong, I think humans are more built for endurance. Mm-hmm. Like, we're built to, like, I've always heard, like, they talk about how ancient humans would, like, hunt things by just kind of chasing them down day after day.
Yeah.
And just like they would run, they would outrun us, and suddenly we'd come about the horizon.
Yeah. I disagree with what you're saying, because I'm for.
wait! No, opinion, listen, no, no, heard. No! He remembers. He's been there. He remembers what he used to
Shane,
do.
I am 5 million years old.
What did you used to do, Keith? He didn't used to chase him for a couple days. What was your strategy?
I want you to go to a science talk and be like, I disagree with what you're saying.
Oh my God, I do, because you said we're here for endurance, right? What did you say? You said,
I said he's here for a good time, not a long time.
No, I'm here for love.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
Come on. Y'all need to get on it. Give on the love train.
You don't think love requires a little endurance?
Actually, you've been saying some real shit lately. You keep saying some real shit.
Most people are saying that gorillas eat so much more food than us. They have to, like, basically constantly be eating.
You know, it's funny, Shane, I've mentioned this to you before, but there is, I believe it was an old forum, maybe even before Reddit, of a bodybuilding forum. This is a famous forum that I need you to look up so you can read it.
Okay.
And it is bodybuilders commenting on how he eats gorilla chow. And he found gorilla chow helps
this.
His bodybuilding because it's large calories. It's only 18% sawdust. And it's super cheap.
Yeah.
Straight up buys it from
the food store. Bodybuilding forums used to be the most insane thing.
People eat
ever.
Dog food now because it's high in protein, low in cost.
What is chow like doodle?
No.
What is chow?
Chow is like food, like chow.
But like gorilla chow?
I mean, in French, I think it's goodbye.
Gorilla chow?
Dog chow and like, you know, like gorilla chow.
Bachelor
like
chow.
Gorilla food.
Oh, why did he say that then? Like, why couldn't he have said
Because that's what
else?
They called it. I think they call it gorilla chow. I think it's a bag.
I ain't never heard of it.
Chowed out on.
I was going to say what I also think, because they're talking about how they have to constantly be eating, and they're eating, like, large amounts, but they're eating just, like, grass and fruits and stuff.
Oh, that sucks.
But I remember there was a...
tired.
I feel really bad for them, dude.
Bro, imagine I need four times the amount you do now, but you gotta eat just like shit.
I'm gonna go to the
zoo. Flying around.
Go to the zoo and throw them a burger, man.
Bro, fuck it. Here's my charity. Drop steaks in the forest. We get helicopters.
I don't think gorillas want to eat steaks.
You don't know? Have you ever attempted to feed a gorilla Wagyu?
You're telling Wagyu?
You're telling me that guy's gonna put it down. He's like, no, bro, the grass. That's what are you right. doing? What is this?
Telling you, he's saying some
I want
real
the nuts.
Shit. He's saying some real
he's
shit.
Trying to grab me nuts.
Listen to this,
right.
man.
That's right, dog. Hey, yo. That's some real shit. Oh, you get that elbow. Yeah, my bad.
Knock on wood.
Yep.
What I was going to say is sorry. Because I think humans have evolved around fire, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we cook our things externally. Like, we, like, partially digest our things externally by cooking them. So,
oh, you're right. That helps in digestion. Eat. You're right. So maybe they don't want the raw meat. Okay, so we drop Gordon Ramsay.
That's why gorillas don't have those big stomachs.
You're telling me that's why they got great.
They've got the like huge stomachs. That's because they digest things so differently.
Oh, internally. I thought you meant externally. You were commenting on their looks.
Oh. gorillas look really cool. Another subreddit is Our Fellow Kids.
Oh, yeah. Love
You've
it.
Heard of this one, yeah. This
it's gonna be like 80-year-olds with their hats backwards.
This is where this is where like adults try to appeal to kids, mm-hmm. and it comes off just super cringy. I have one post that I found. It's where the lunch ladies at a school left a note out at the like they left this placard out.
I want to love lunch ladies, so I'm hoping.
I know.
For them. I'm hoping.
I know.
For them.
But they clearly like this is like the instructions for like when you're in line at lunch at school, like what you should do. Mm-hmm. So they go starts off and goes, bruh. You must have at least one fruit or vegetable to count as a lunch. No cap. Just yeet one on your tray so you can slay all day.
Oh,
you can take up to two fruits and two veggies if you want. We don't want you getting hungry later. That would be low-key skibbity Ohio. Stay bussin'.
No.
Stay bussin'. You're the goat.
I don't like this.
The lunch lady.
Oh, my God. This. Okay, look. We're not about to go here, but I'm going to go here. This was obviously a white woman, middle-aged white woman in an inner-city school.
Go harder. We should pull their funding.
Bro. Right.
We should pull it. Why do they have an arts program?
No. Right? No. I cannot do this with him.
Six periods of English.
No.
That's
no,
it. That's what the whole school gets.
Something's really wrong.
Six periods of English to a P.E. They obviously are talking about vegetables a lot.
Oh,
I don't
my
know.
God.
I'm talking shit.
For all of you guys out there, that's what's currently going on right now.
I'll cut you off. Tell me about it.
I don't got nothing
She's
else.
She's a white woman who what?
She. I said what I
did. An inner city school white woman? Tell me about it.
No, she's just trying to, like, keep up with the youth, and she's mm-hmm. trying to see more, what's the word I'm looking for? Relatable.
Yeah, she's sure. trying to connect.
Which never goes right in situations like that. And it didn't go right even hearing you read it. It was cringe as fuck. Yeah. I like that. I just don't like it. Just don't do that. Speak how you speak. Like.
She's serving lunch. She's got a cap with the tag still on. They're like, you're 20 years behind,
oh
lady.
God. Her hair split down the middle, two hairs. No. One on each half.
Like, lady, like, do you not realize we take the tag off now?
That was a long time ago.
It is pretty interesting how she somehow blended almost two distinct languages. It was like two different generational periods
she
of
She speaks
slang.
Every language.
Yeah, she does. Oh,
she's fluent
and
in
I'll tell
every
you
language.
What, as a lunch lady, she should have taken the money. Should have taken the money.
I'm done.
I do think that if you want to be relatable to kids and you want to try to use their language, for me, what was always effective as a kid is just cursing. That's the closest thing I think you can get to talking like I would.
Take a fucking veggie, dude.
I think that'd be so much more clear to me. If you wanted my attention, instead of the sign saying, like, yo, eat two veggies or, like, two things or it's not a lunch, if you just said, like, bro, like, no, take out bro. Okay, sorry. Hey, fucking idiot. Okay? You need
to
eat carrots
keep your job.
Or you're going to die.
Yeah.
The end. If I don't see you with some carrots, you're dumb.
I think you're getting fired.
I would get fired. I get fired from most jobs, and that's why I got hired here.
Oh, my God.
No one else accepted me. They didn't even know it was me. I'm telling you, I showed up Guatemalan. Josh.
Oh, my God. He's getting on my nerves. I can't stand him.
Dude, I had Keith audition for me. He didn't even know me.
Somehow we're both here still. No, he gets on my nerves. Oh my God.
Our final subreddit.
Oh, God.
What could be weirder?
I just wonder what he's going to say next.
There's a subreddit called Don't Put Your Dick in That.
Oh, God.
I'm listening.
It's just things where it's like, hey, man, don't put your dick in
don't
that.
Don't do it. Yeah. Makes sense.
Someone posted this photo. They're like, these dishes better quit playing.
Is that a butthole?
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Dish soap. That yeah, just yeah, kind of so, formed that yeah, way.
You know that they did the little.
They did that. This is real. These are banana washers that you can find on Amazon. Oh. Banana washers.
That
for washing the exterior of the banana.
Can I say what it looks like?
Yeah, I think we all know what it looks.
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna say it.
Well, to me, it looks like someone found a new use for a Dyson fan.
I don't like him.
If no one's seen what a banana cleaner looks like, it kind of looks like a Con Air.
I don't think a banana cleaner is a real thing.
No, you don't.
I don't think so. Why would you need to clean the banana?
Right, you peel it.
Look, Shane, let's be honest. If people are using it for what you're suggesting, why do they need the machine? You clean a banana with your hands.
Ooh, see, he's really saying some shit today. Like, Shane. Hands down.
You go back and forth between being like, this guy's incredible, to I hate this guy so much.
Like, back and forth. Know? But when it's good, it's good. I give credit where credit is due. I'm killing it, dog. Hey. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, right now, I can't stand him. Can't stand him.
No.
Someone put this tub of butter.
Hey! Oh.
Wow. I don't know. Some people might say any tub of butter.
Someone put this, they found this in the woods. It's a side of a tree. They said, where the moss is greener, I put my wiener.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Love that.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. You know what? That reminds me. There's a place that, you know, you can hike to where I grew up as a kid at Victory Trailheads. But you keep going up. You keep going up. There's a place known as the Vagina Caves.
What?
Then that's it.
It's like a huge, it looks like probably
is
like
that
an
where they write the monologues?
The vagina monologues.
If you wanted to. And you know what's so interesting about them is that you enter in what would be, you know, the vaginal canal. And when you go in there, you go in and it's kind of interesting shaped. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of go up and then there's a spot to look out and it would kind of be where like, the you know, maybe button? The pee hole is.
Oh, the belly button.
Can I say that?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm saying that if you want to, I can hike you to a place with large, almost female anatomy in nature. It's beautiful.
Oh my God, no.
Okay. Like all female anatomy, it's beautiful.
Okay, man. Is it really called the Vagina Cave?
I don't.
Or do you call it
no.
that?
No.
See, he just be making stuff up. See, that's the thing.
I was introduced
to them. We kind of hike up there,
to them.
Nothing. Like,
look,
what are you talking about?
It was just, there was an 80-foot man, and he's like, yo, don't put your dick in this. But I'm going to show you, it's a great place to hike.
No.
No, it was just like a spot on a trail, and that was like, oh, I'm going to take you to like the Vagina Caves. It was like, what? And it was, oh, let me show you.
Caves, no.
I've been there 3 times in my life. A lot of graffiti in there.
Whoa.
It's a lot. A lot of graffiti in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'll take
it. It always okay.
Side don't put note, your dick in it. Well, it kind of will because you're going in the cave in general. What were you saying?
I was gonna say. Side note. Thinking of graffiti, I'm very fascinated by like seeing graffiti in places where I'm like, how the hell did they? Like, I was driving the other day, and there was an abandoned building, and like a big like tall building, like at least 10 stories, and there was graffiti like on the sides of the building where I was like, how did they do it? Are they rappelling off the sides? Like, they have
I think so. Oh, they're building their own
They're
scaffolding.
Building scaffolding, getting up there, spray painting it, and then taking it all down.
I think it's like some things is light rappelling because I've seen, you know, unlike freeway overpasses in Los Angeles, there's some areas that you can kind of access if you were to climb a fence with a little bit of barbed wire, but you'd still have to like be going down onto something that's hanging over the freeway. And unfortunately, I've seen multiple videos of people in Los Angeles falling as they're tagging.
Oh, no.
They're all usually fine because, you know, they're falling. It sucks, but you're falling about 20 feet. Like, yeah, you're probably like
you're
messed up,
messed
but like
up,
you're not
yeah.
dead. But like, yo, dude's tagging and someone's filming him tagging. And again, it's LA, it's like 5 p.m., so no one's driving fast.
Yeah,
he's just
yeah,
like
yeah,
falling,
yeah.
like falls and hits a car. And everyone's like, yeah, that's what's going to happen when you're trying
it's
to do that.
Crazy how much there is everywhere. I remember when I was young, there was this like tunnel, like kind of where like the floods would come out of, you know, like in the wash. In the canals. And kind of like the LA River. Mm-hmm. It would lead to this like one tunnel and there was a gate in front of it, but it was propped open that someone had propped it open. There was like a rock holding that open. And my buddies and I went in it once. And I mean, this was like endless.
Mm-hmm.
This tunnel went on so long that it was just endless darkness and you're walking. It's like high up. It's a big tunnel. But you get to the point where the entrance is like a tiny blip of light.
Whoa.
But that far down, there's still tons of graffiti.
Yeah.
I'm like, when does this end? Like, how far do people go in just to do graffiti?
Yeah.
Blows my mind. Cause I'm like, at that point, you're not like tagging.
Yeah.
This isn't a public display. Mm-hmm. This is just kind of
That's where they practice.
I hope nobody sees this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I used to be good friends with someone who showed me the vagina caves, but they run like a hiking page for like Los Angeles. If anyone's in Los Angeles and wants to visit, I think it's called like LA Hikes or some simple shit.
Okay.
But he would take me in the abandoned gold mines, which is kind of similar to these tunnels that you're talking about, where they just go on for miles in different directions. Some of them are collapsed. Some of them aren't. Areas are flooded. And, you know, you walk down these mines for maybe 20 minutes. You're in the middle of nowhere. You know, it splits into a fork. You decide to take one turn, and you go, and it's a dead end, maybe another quarter mile. But in that dead end, it's then just mannequins and, like, random shit. Just,
oh,
like,
hell no.
Whole scenes that people have set up, little baby dolls, because people who like to go through these caves— someone hiked up the mountains and brought an entire scene just to freak whoever the fuck was going to go there next.
The dedication blows my mind.
Yeah. Like, you had to be in that mine for, like, an hour in total darkness. Like, it's insane. And then we ate a can of beans back there.
A can of chili. Okay.
Can of chili.
See.
Really bad chili.
Wow.
Are you ready to go? Because... Are we ready to wrap this up? Because you talking about chili.
I'll take you
caves
mine,
and chili.
Eat some chili.
I'm good.
You don't want to eat chili in the mines? Fine.
Hell no.
With mannequins that are scary?
Look, that's what we do in California. Get used to it.
Okay. Look, I'm from Ohio, where
where
pets are
skibbity,
being eaten.
Am I right?
Skibbity, Ohio.
Skibbity, Ohio.
Where pets
straight
are being
eaten.
Shit.
Wow. Well, that's all the subreddits I've got for today.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you both for being here.
This was fun. I had a good time.
This was a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I love you again.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Hey. Give it 2 minutes.
Hit that elbow. Ow. That's right.
Nice.
Got it done.
That hurt.
All right. Well, yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome. How many times are you going to say
episode?
It?
All right. Fuck you. All right. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.